Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and
six on the Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here at 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses. You know we're only at ShopRite. Bro, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah, tell me how you are.
That's a complicated question.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Has 21 hours of knowing that the Jets are back to being dysfunctional, has it made it any better? Has it eased your frustration in the last 21 hours?
No, and I will say this. I'm going to say one thing that I actually liked. Of all the people that you would think would be the mature adult in this whole situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The last guy I would think that would be Le'Veon Bell. And of all the stuff that I have heard, Le'Veon Bell came out with the, it was unbelievable what he said.
He took the high road.
Beyond high road.
He took the high road.
God bless Le'Veon Bell.
Even though his boss, the general manager and the head coach,
says he's getting too much money.
Yeah, thinks he's overpaid.
Right.
I wouldn't have given him that much money.
Right.
He took the high road. And you're right. I mean, you look at the owner who has no idea what he's doing.
No clue. The owner's in over his head. Other people may say, he's over his freaking head.
Well over his head. Well over his head. And I can't believe this because when Christopher Johnson took over for the great Ambassador Woody, I thought, well, can't be worse.
Can't be, right?
The hell do I know?
Oh, my God.
And it's a reminder that as much as you may not like an owner of your team, it could always get
worse. Could be worse.
It's possible.
It really possible.
That someday the Dolans and the Wilpons could sell their team to owners that are worse.
But you know what? When Christopher Johnson makes the Dolans and the Wilpons look like they're the Rooneys in Pittsburgh, you know, the Steinbrenners, that's saying something. I'll tell you that.
So yesterday, Christopher Johnson did meet the media. He did a conference call.
Yeah. Couldn't wait to get out of there either.
Of course. I felt worse after the conference call.
Of course you did. How could you not?
I didn't feel better. I don't think he explained it well. I heard Boomer trying to explain it this morning. I don't think it's explained well. They're dysfunctional. And the one thing I don't want to hear, because we've heard callers try to bring it up, this is not a debate about Mike McTaggart.
That's not the issue.
Because
that's not the issue.
That's a fine debate that we could have had in January that we all had in January. But in the middle of May, this is an embarrassment.
No doubt about it. If you're going to dump McTaggart, you dump him when you dump Bowles. That was the time to do it. I wouldn't have had a problem with it, but you don't do it after you let the guy first. He helps hire the head coach who basically stabs him in the back. Let's be honest about it. There's no other way to say it.
But Christopher says that's not true.
It wasn't a power struggle. Of course, there was no power struggle.
Because now after lying for months, they're all telling the truth now.
Yeah,
they lied for a while, but now they're telling the truth.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But you let the GM sign all the free agents, and of course, you know, the top free agent they sign, the head coach says, he was getting paid too much money. What a joke. And then you let him do the draft, and then you fire him 3 weeks after the draft. But, you know, they're not a dysfunctional organization because every winning championship caliber organization does that kind of thing.
But I heard that here's a positive. You want me to give you a positive?
Wait.
This
tell
is
me,
a positive I heard.
Tell me what that positive might be.
Well, since they're the only team looking for a general manager, they're not competing with anybody to hire one.
Well, it's going to be this guy Douglas, you know that.
Well, yeah, because Adam Gase likes him.
That's it.
And Adam
that's
Gase
his
is
guy.
King Gase.
Right. Right.
Imagine that. Imagine actually thinking that that's a really important thing. Well, they're not competing with anybody
unbelievable.
Else. Unbelievable. Who cares?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, come on. How is that a good thing? Why? Because every other organization is competent and they have. It's like firing your manager during the playoffs and saying, well, no one else is looking for a manager.
Right.
So I'm good. What a great spot to be in. That's not a great spot to be in.
It's unbelievable. It's beyond though. It's just mind boggling to me how this team and you know the worst part of it, and it's the worst part of it all is you actually were feeling pretty good about it. I mean, every Jet fan I talked to, and I think you and everybody, Ernie, Ira, my buddy Tommy Keene, I could go down the line with all the big Jet fans that I know.
Mm-hmm.
All were feeling pretty. Even my wife, God bless her. 3 days ago, she says to me, you know, I'm really looking forward to the Jet season.
Right.
She says to me.
Yeah.
3 days ago, as everybody's out there like, oh, yeah, I feel good about it.
We did.
And then this happened.
We did.
This bombshell happened.
Yesterday, my wife wasn't listening to the show at all. You know, she's working. And all of a sudden, she texts me. She's like, I just went on Twitter to take a break. Why is LOL Jets trending right now? LOL Jets. That
right.
means laugh out loud
right, right,
Jets.
Right. I know LOL.
Oh, good. I had to explain to her. Because
right,
they're
right.
clueless.
Right.
Because out of absolute nowhere, they fired their general manager in May, and they took a head coach who sounds like a real good guy. Sounds like a guy you'd love to hang out
swell
with.
Swell dude.
Guy screams at the owner of the Dolphins,
yep,
what do
right.
you know about football?
Right,
imagine
right.
the gall of that
right.
guy.
Now, here's a guy that's done nothing.
Nothing.
And the amazing thing is, you know, it's not like this guy's got like he's won a Super Bowl, maybe he went to the playoffs 9 times and has 50 games over 500. I don't know who that would be. Oh, that's right, Mike McCarthy. That's right. But he, you know, he wanted full power. We can't hire him.
Oh, no.
That this guy who has done absolutely squat in the NFL, and he is now like the king. Like he knows more. Like he is the football maven of all time. What are we kidding ourselves here?
I remember when they hired Gase, one of the things we both said concerned us is that he was never humbled, right? He got fired, but he really wanted to be fired.
Right, right,
and
right.
he never had to go back. Being an offensive coordinator was never humbled. So if he was yelling at the owner of the Dolphins, basically telling him, what the hell do you know
right,
about football?
Right.
Don't you think he's already done the same thing to Christopher Johnson?
Right.
And Christopher,
who doesn't
probably,
know anything about
who
football.
Doesn't, probably cowered and said,
You're right,
Mr. Gase.
I know nothing.
What do you want? Oh, you want McCagnon out?
Right,
okay, fine.
Right, yeah.
Is that really what's happening
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, well.
Why should we believe
knows
otherwise?
Knows a lot about diapers, I think. Johnson & Johnson.
Yes.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Just when you think that this franchise can't sink any lower, they continue to find new ways to go down in the dumps even more. I there's no other way to say it. And I'll tell you right now, Gase, and this guy, there is only one. He could win 11 games this year. Okay, and make the playoffs and get and win a playoff game. It's not good enough. It's not good enough because we have seen that act before, again and again and again. So anything short of this guy at least getting to a Super Bowl, you know what? It isn't. You didn't get the job done. I'm sorry, and I will be shocked if 3 years from now this guy's still coaching the team. I got to tell you. Right? I mean,
well, because,
do you agree with
that? No, I completely agree with you. And I'd actually lower that number to 2, maybe
okay.
even an over-under of 1.5.
Well, if they go like 5-11 this
done.
Year, he's out.
Because
he's done.
I put this on Adam Gase. Is that fair? I put on what happened to Mike Maccagnan on Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If that's the case, what do you think is going to happen between Adam Gase and Greg Williams? What do you think is going to happen mm-hmm. between Adam Gase and Le'Veon Bell eventually?
Right, right.
What do
right.
you think is going to happen? This is a guy who alienated some players in Miami, yelled at the owner of the team and said, what the hell do you know about football? And just got the general manager of the Jets fired. So inevitably, mm-hmm. something else is going to happen. And unless they win a whole load of games, like you said, and succeed in the postseason, this is going to end badly. And I hope I'm wrong. Like, this is one of those things where we both hope we're wrong. I hope someday we're
of
laughing
course.
About Hall of Famer Adam Gase.
Yeah, well.
Wow, he really did know more football than everybody.
Right, that he's the next Belichick. We can only pray that that would happen.
I would love to eat these words. You would too.
Of course.
Because we're fans first, more than being right about things.
It's not about being right.
It's not about being right.
It's about me being right. Forget about it. I've been a Jet fan for 54 years. How right is that?
It's been all wrong. But I think all the signs are there that this is going to be a nightmare.
Of course. There's no doubt about it. An absolute unmitigated nightmare.
And for all the reporters out there, and I do in a way feel bad for them because you have sources you trust and they end up lying to you, right? There's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. How can you, if you're Rich Cimini or Manish Mehta or Brian Costello, ever trust another word from this lying organization? They lied to you and they made you look like fools for the last 2 months.
Yep.
They told you everything's fine. They told you this is all BS. Adam Gase pretended to be angry. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so pissed. Remember all that stuff? So how can you trust anything anybody in this organization tells you? How could you trust what this owner said yesterday? How could you believe any of it? And if you decide to believe any of it, well, you're a little gullible. What can I tell you?
Yep.
Because right now, I believe nothing that comes from this franchise.
How can you?
How can you believe anything? The beat reporters look like fools. And I'd be annoyed if I'm them. And they should be. Manish Mehta should be. And I think he is. I'm looking at it. He's fuming.
He's mad too.
He should be.
There you go.
He got lied to.
Right. And his Guy Hyman thing is out.
He's gone.
Yep.
He's gone
too. So he's not happy about that either.
Well, I don't think that any reporter wants to be made to look like a fool.
Right.
I don't think fans want to be made to look like a fool. And so when Adam Gase stands there to us as fans, forget the media now, and says, this is BS. This isn't true, with his eyes flickering all over the place. He's a liar. Let's just call like it is. Sometimes I try to be nice. Let's not use the lie. No, it's a lie. They lied. That's what they did. And they're probably still lying.
Look. What should be done, and of course it's not going to be done, because now Christopher Johnson has given the keys to the castle to Adam Gase. Mm. What should be done is Gase should be out. He should just, okay, you know what? That's it. They're all gone. And they should, you know, go, find Mike McCarthy and beg him to come back and take this team over. Or at the very least, I'll tell you what I would do. If you couldn't get McCarthy, at the very least, and I know you've got to go find somebody to be a coordinator, offensive coordinator, and all that, I'd give Greg Williams a job.
Well,
I don't love that as much. I don't love it either. But you know what? I can't have Adam Gase. Look, you and I did not want Adam Gase coaching his team.
Right.
We said from day when we found out the name Adam Gase, we both were like,
out the Monday after Bowles was fired, I threw the name you at did, you. And almost, that's when we started getting
right.
upset.
We almost vomited on the air when I heard that. We both wanted McCarthy. And I said this yesterday. The immediate end went out and did a hatchet job on Mike McCarthy. They went and did a freaking hatchet job on a guy who, you know, very well could be a Hall of Fame head coach when all is said and done. It could be. I mean, the resume certainly speaks to that. But, of course, it was all Aaron Rodgers. It's a joke. And one of the reasons when we heard that they didn't hire him is because he wanted full control. And he gives full control to this guy. I mean, it's just amazing.
And right out of the gate, he dumped Darren Lee for a sixth-round pick, which nobody's crying
about. Nobody cares.
But I think that shows you that there was major dysfunction between the GM and the head coach.
Sure.
Because what was probably happening is McKagan said,
drafted him with a first-round pick.
Or it could have been that McKagan didn't want to get rid of him, or McKagan could have been holding out for more and saying, look,
Maybe
I can get better.
Right.
And Gase walked right in there, 30 seconds into the job. Office still isn't really his yet. Still says McKagan on it. And the first thing he did is he dumped Darren Lee for
a
sixth-round pick.
God knows what he's going to dump next.
Never know.
You never know with these guys.
We have a very busy show today. Jeff McNeil of the New York Mets, who gets a hit every day.
But nice of him if he would have scored from second on that ball that Davis hit off the wall with two out.
I expected him to.
And we will mention that.
Ask him what the hell happened.
Jeff, what are you doing?
But what difference would it have made?
It wouldn't have, but I mean still, because we saw this twice in a week. We saw it with Conforto last week too.
Yes. A very punt-worthy kind of game last night, as you described.
Wilmer Font.
So we'll talk to Jeff McNeil coming up, John Heyman, Mike Vaccaro.
Can I ask, Jeff, did you know the game was over when Wilmer took them out?
What do you think he's going to tell you?
Maybe you'll laugh.
Yeah, well, maybe a half a chuckle.
Maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.